Let's take our Bibles and turn back with me to Nehemiah, again chapter 9, Nehemiah 9. As we had just considered, Israel had been powerfully delivered by the grace of God out of the bondage of Egypt. Again, let us ever remember how many times in Scripture that deliverance out of Egypt was mentioned. Time and time and time again. It is a glorious picture of delivery of God's elect from the bondage of sin. Delivered from the slavery, from the oppression, and the cruelty of sin, and because of our rebellion. But listen, after the scriptures that we considered there in those first 15 verses, listen to the scriptures' revelation of their attitude. Verse 16, Nehemiah 9, "But they and our fathers dealt proudly, presumptuously, stiff-necked. They and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments." Did not listen to what God had to say. "And refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them, but hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage." They refused to hear with attention, were not mindful of God's word. Says not mindful. They were negligent to mark, to remember with a heart of appreciation, love, God's wonders that He did among them. Man is by nature, as being born in Adam, man is ungrateful. He's ungrateful. Pride is at the core of man's rebellion, abstinence against God, disobedient before God. And here's the thing that we all know. That old man is still here. I said in the earlier message, sin does not have the dominion over God's people. But sin is still present with us. If it was not for the grace of God, we would know nothing of our rebellion. It is by God's grace and mercy that we even know it. Two characteristics are set forth in verse 16 and half of verse 17. Two characteristics of rebellion is mentioned against natural Israel. And that old man that is with us is set forth and described by these characteristics right here. Two characteristics. Now here's what it is. And as I said before, remember, there's a new man in a believer. There's a new heart, a new mind. There's a creation in righteousness, born again. But that old nature is still there. And it has not changed. It does not change. That which is flesh is flesh. That which is spirit is spirit. Now if you want to know the old man that's in every believer. Now you listen to this. This old man, thanks be unto God, he doesn't reign. But I'm telling you, he wars against the new man. And any believer is going to admit, I see these characteristics in me. Here's the first thing. They heard the word of the Lord and didn't hearken to it. But they and our fathers dealt proudly, hardened their necks, and hearkened not to thy commandments. There is a new man that loves God. That new man loves God. That new man doesn't sin. That which is born of God sinneth not. And I got an old man in me that does not hearken to God's commandments. That old man that I was born with does not care what God has to say. Can I say that? Grieving. Grieving. And you that know him know it too. You know it too. If we say we have no sin, we make him a liar. We call God a liar. In the garden, God commanded Adam that he could eat of every tree of the garden but one. Now, did the Lord not tell Adam that? Satan beguiled Eve. She was beguiled. She was fooled. And Eve listened to what Satan had to say, and she took of the fruit and gave it to Adam. And with his eyes wide open, Adam ate of the fruit also. And the Lord, just a little while in Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve were hiding. And the Lord came walking in the cool of the day, the scripture says. And Adam and Eve in their supposed hiding place, the Lord called him, Adam, where are you? God knew where he was. He getting ready to show Adam where Adam is. Where are you, Adam? He said, well, we were naked. He said, who told you that? Did you eat of the fruit? You think God didn't know it? You think that slipped by God's eyes? The woman. The woman said, serpent. Adam listened to the voice of his wife. And this is what God had to say. Genesis 3:17, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. I looked up that word hearken so I'd understand exactly what it meant. To listen with sympathy, attention, and acceptance. To listen with sympathy, to hearken. To listen with sympathy, attention, and acceptance. He said, because you hearkened unto the voice of your wife, and you didn't hearken to the voice of the Lord, that's what he didn't do. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Adam listened, he hearkened to the voice of Eve and disregarded what God had to say. That sin right there cast all mankind into sin by one man's disobedience. Or it can be written or stated like this, by man's one disobedience, many were made sinners. That old nature right here. They and our fathers dealt proudly and hardened their necks and hearkened not to thy commandments. That sin, the sin of Adam's transgression, is that same sin that's found in this sinner right here. And thanks be unto God that it doesn't reign But I'm telling you, that old man still is evidenced by that. You that know him, are you going to admit, and I know you will, there's an old man in me that does not hearken to the Lord's word. Thanks be unto him that there one that does. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful that God would give me a heart that wants to hear what God has to say. But I struggle just like every believer does. In Nehemiah 9:16, the people hearken not to the Lord's commandments. That I was telling you about Paul saying that. I'll read that to you. Romans chapter 7. It's what Paul, under the inspiration of God's Spirit, describing that old man that still is present in the believer. Romans 7, verse 23. I could read this quite a bit up to this, but right here, in verse 23, he said, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Paul said, wretched man that I am. I see that old man that's warring, striving against that new man. That was the first thing. Back in Nehemiah 9, he says, they hearken not to thy commandments. Here's the second characteristic. The works of God, they saw and were not mindful. They were not mindful. Verse 17, they refused to obey, neither were mindful of thy wonders that thou didst among them. Mindful, to be inclined and aware of his miracles of grace toward them. They were unthankful. When the Lord parted the Red Sea, when Moses smote that rock, God raised that, had Moses raise up that brazen serpent, when the manna fell in the desert, and they ate every day. Scripture says their clothes waxed not old. Feet swelled not. Just to be honest, there is an old man in me that hears what God has to say about the imputed righteousness. Their clothes wax not old. Now that was physical. You know that. Their feet swelled not. The Lord kept them and maintained them 40 years. And their clothes waxed not old. Right now, there is a revelation set forth in this scripture that declares that Almighty God's regenerated people, those that believe Him, are robed in the righteousness of Christ. And that new man thanks God and blesses God. Lord, thank you that I would not stand before God robed in my own righteousness, which is filthy rags. The new man thanks God for that. And I'm telling you, there's an old man in me that hears that, that hears those words and doesn't care. Oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the bondage of this death? This death. The stench of this old man. Again, I tell you that Jeremiah said, I loathe myself. I hate what I see. This old man. Almighty God keeps His people. Blessed be His holy name. And then the scripture says, latter part of verse 17, it says they hardened their necks, and then their rebellion appointed a captain to return to their bondage. appointed them a captain, returned to their bondage. Because of sin, our sin has separated us from God. God Almighty brought His people out of the bondage of Egypt physically, as I told you, this picture. And His people, in their rebellion against God, hardened their necks, and in their rebellion, appointed a captain to return to their bondage. This old man, Pat, still, though what I've heard and what has been revealed to the new man, and the new man loves it. Thank God Almighty has taken me and brought me out of the bondage of my unbelief and sin and taught me and kept me and kept me and kept me. And there's an old man that ever wants to go back to a life void of any life. There's a new man that thanks God and he's kept by the power of God. And an old man that says, I don't even want you here. I want to go back to where it was just me. Is this too honest? That old man, if he had his way, he separated himself one time in Adam's fall, and by practice I do it. There's none righteous. There's none. Every man in his best state's altogether vanity. And you leave that old man to himself, and I'm telling you, he said, I want to be just me again. But I'm telling you, you let somebody start talking to me about having a free will and what they do, and I'm thinking to myself, God Almighty must deliver all of us from that, or we are going to perish. You leave a man to his own will. This is a man's own will. I don't want to have anything to do with God. I'll not have this man rule over me. I'd rather die without God. Leave me alone. I'm running down to hell. Thanks be unto Him. He found a ransom. But Thou art a God ready to pardon. Mike, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. Thou art a God, my margin says, a God of pardons, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, great kindness, and forsookest them not. When that's all I ever did toward Him. Lord, keep me from myself. Lord, don't leave me to myself. Don't leave me to my will. Don't leave me to my righteousness. Now, let me ask you this. Does this mean that He's ready to pardon if a man is going to exercise his free will? No, I just read you what my will wants to do. Dealt proudly, hardened the necks, hearken not to His commandments, refused to obey, neither were mindful of Thy wonders that Thou didst among them. Hardened their necks, and in their rebellion appointed a captain, to return to their bondage. No. No, don't leave me to that. No. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. I'm going to perish. I got 3 points. They're going to be quick. 3 points. God is a God toward His people. Toward His people. He's a God ready to pardon. I'm going to show you that. Here's the first reason. He's a God ready to pardon because He purposed to pardon His people. He purposed to pardon His people. Isaiah 14:24. The Lord of hosts has sworn, saying, surely I have thought, so shall it come to pass, as I have purposed, it shall stand. Salvation is by the purpose of Almighty God. Romans 9:15. Concerning what has He purposed? Here's what He's purposed. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. Mercy. I know what I am according to God's word as being born in Adam. I know what I am. I know what my attitude is. And I don't have the ability to change it. Can a leopard change his spots? Ethiopian, his skin? And a sinner can't either. He's dead. He can't change his heart. He's dead. He's dead. Thou art a God ready to pardon. God Almighty pardoning a sinner is going to be according to God's purpose. Ephesians 1:9. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself. He chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, and predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the pleasure of His good will. He chose to show mercy. He is a God ready to pardon because He purposed to do so. Secondly, He's a God ready to pardon because He has found a ransom. Job 33:24. And He's gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. That word found right there means to appear to have existed. Wasn't it God was just looking desperately trying to find somebody? Well, He found her. I'm looking for something because I don't know where it is. I mean, I found it because I was looking for it. I didn't know where it was. I found it. Not God. That word right there, to appear to have existed, appeared to have existed. God is a just God. Almighty God purposed to pardon His people. Chose who He was going to show mercy to. Chose who He was going to have compassion upon. He purposed. But He said, I'm a just God and a Savior. An Almighty God according to divine wisdom. Eternally beheld. This is God's words. I have found a ransom. He eternally found the ransom. And He was manifest in time. When He came into this world and laid down His life for His people, He found a way, according to His justice, to punish sin to the satisfaction of His divine justice, and at the same time, be gracious to everyone that He chose to be gracious to. I'm going to have mercy and compassion. The cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. This Paul says, I'm determined not to preach anything but Jesus Christ, Him crucified. The accomplishment of it. What He's done. Paul said, this is my message. This is the gospel. What God's done. The cross of Christ displays the glorious wisdom of God. How God can be just and justify a sinner. That's God's wisdom in the cross. The ransom Himself obediently laid down His life for the sheep and submitted Himself to all that was owed to His sheep. In reality, He bore that in His own body. He was made sin. And under the judgment and wrath of God, forsaken of God, He suffered and died on the cross, and victoriously cried from that cross before he gave up the ghost. It's finished. It's finished. It's finished. Thou art a God ready to pardon. Why? Because he purposed to do so. Secondly, he satisfied himself. He satisfied his justice. He honored his law. The Lord Jesus Christ honored God's law. He's a God ready to pardon. The penalty for sin of his people has been paid. The law has been honored, and therefore there's no condemnation to them which be in Christ Jesus. He's a God ready to pardon, because justice is satisfied. Third point. Listen to this. He's a God ready to pardon because his people, by grace, in the day of God's power, who has given them faith to believe. God Almighty did something for them that they couldn't do for themselves. He gave them faith to believe. Faith, as I said, is a gift of God. All men have not faith. That's what Scripture says. By faith, he gives them. By grace, he gives them faith. And by the grace of God, they believe him. They believe him. And in the day of his power, they're willing to come in the day of his power. And he's a God ready to pardon, here it is, because of all that he's done for them. Not of themselves. Salvation is by grace. It's by grace. It's by grace through faith. It's by grace through faith. It's the avenue. It's the avenue through which God's grace has been known and manifested. Abraham believed God. How did he believe God? God gave him faith to believe. And he's a God ready to pardon because his people in the day of his power ask for it. They ask for it. Not of themselves, you know that, but I'm telling you. And he gives them faith, that's their faith. When it pleased God, he gives them that new heart to believe. They believe him by that new heart. They willingly and powerfully come to him. Listen to this. John 6:37. I love this scripture. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. He drew them. He gave them faith. That publican in the temple, Luke 18:13, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. When it pleased God, the Lord Jesus Christ walked through Jericho, entering into Jericho. And here was an object of his mercy on the side of the road, old blind Bartimaeus. And he heard all the talk and everything. And who is that? It's Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. But that's not what blind Bartimaeus cried to. That's not who he cried to. Jesus, thou son of David. Lord, the one that has been promised, the Messiah, the son of David. The one prophesied in the Old Testament. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He tried to quiet him. And he cried the louder, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And the Lord stood still. He that gave blind Bartimaeus faith to believe, he honored that faith. Blind Bartimaeus cried out for mercy, and he's a God ready to pardon. God Almighty purposes to pardon. He justly has dealt with our debt, put away the debt of our sin. And when it pleased him, when it pleases him, he's going to call every one of his elect out of darkness. All that the Father's given, he said, they're coming. And when they come to me, I will in no wise cast them out. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.